losing your humanity. But love your first, and love your brothers and sisters. Better stand firm.
Exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Incidentally, broadcasting live from New Zealand, the sunny jewel of the South Pacific, with men in black uniforms, with tasers and pepper spray, and they also carry bagged sausages. New Zealand police are very odd like that. My very special guests today, the subject is Max Egan's new film, Transformation, and my two guests today are from Australia, both Max Egan, the maker of the film, and as always, the indomitable Santos Bonacci. Gentlemen, welcome.
Nice to be here, Vinny.
Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, nice to be on the show with you again too, Santos.
Yeah. Yep, I'll say the same there, Max. I've been sort of out of action for about a month. I've had my computer destroyed and hacked into, and man, it's a bit of a challenge to get all your Skype accounts back and all your all those lost files and restore hard drives, which are irreparable. And man, I've had a wild month. But anyway, here I am, I'm so happy to be with you two guys.
Yep. And I find when your computer crashes, it doesn't take that long to create a similar amount of content.
No. Nope, it doesn't. I'm back on track. I've my beautiful niece, who does all my graphics for me for my presentations, she was aware of my situation, and she said, I'm going to the bank tomorrow. I've got $2,000 sitting there. I'm getting you an iMac. And once you have a Mac, you won't go back. And I'm loving this thing. It's like a Rolls Royce.
Oh, they are. And I've had this big iMac donated to me by one of my listeners. And it just purrs like a kitten, never lose anything. You're always running at least four or five different programs here, editing audio and video and browsing the web. And you know, it's extraordinary what they can do and extraordinary how long they last.
I'm loving and it.
Either. So you can't do anything on them except work.
Mm-hmm. And enjoyably. There's such a breeze to work with. It's so beautiful and smooth, and they never slow down or complain, or they just do what you want.
Yeah. Max doesn't know the pleasure, I don't think, do you, Max?
Oh, look, I've got a Mac laptop here. I just don't particularly like it. I just can't do any of the things. It's just difficult for me to do the things I normally do. It's just the menus are all in the wrong places. And, you know, I mean, I'm six of one, half a dozen of the other. Just give me something that works. This machine that I've got here now is one that I built myself, and it's incredibly powerful. So it does, yeah, anything. I can render four video files at the same time while I'm surfing the net. So it's pretty good.
That's substantial.
Hey, yeah, it's very, very, very powerful. It's got 16 gig of RAM. It's, you know, it's very, very good.
That's obscene.
Yeah, two graphics cards, three gig of graphics on two cards. It's got a i7 chip with four virtual cores as well. So it's got like 8-core chip. It's very, very indulgent, but it works great. And I needed it to finish the film because I did so much work on the film, and the file got so large and cumbersome. the program just crashed one day, and then I could never load the file again because the computer wouldn't handle the size of the file and the information. So I had to build a new computer in order to finish the film. Might have got a little bit indulgent there, you know.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to making stuff with your equipment, like let's say you're a builder with a hammer or nails or something of that nature, you can never go far amiss by just having more and more equipment because it allows you to do more things.
Well, even absolutely.
You still retain the ability to do anything you want with that same piece of equipment for a long, long time.
Yeah, absolutely. But it got to the stage where I wouldn't have been able to finish the film and I would have lost a year's work, so I had no choice. I just had to build a new machine, really.
Yeah. There are technical difficulties that plague every film set. as we all should know, everything that goes on in front of the camera, oh my goodness, if only it were as easy as it winds out looking when you're watching it when it's finished.
Well, yeah, there's a lot that goes on in the background all the time.
So let's talk about the film then, Max. If you'd kind of preface for the audience, perhaps those who don't know a lot about it.
Well, the film is called Transformation, and what I've tried to do is just sort of give people a sort of a broad overview of how humanity's been put in a trance that they're in. The first section, I just basically wanted people to ask a few questions. So I asked a lot of questions in the beginning of the film. You know, how did civilization get to be here? What is our history? I didn't attempt to answer them because obviously I wasn't there, so I don't know. But I think the important thing is to realize that these questions exist and just to ask the questions. Sometimes that's where the enlightenment lies. It's not in the answer. It's in the fact that you've asked the question, because that leads to enlightenment in your own mind. So that's what I tried to do with the first part of the film, and just explain to them how they've sort of been led down this path by this education system, which may not necessarily be true. We've been led into our left brain and away from our right brain, so we've lost our connection to nature. We've lost the use of higher languages that all other species on this planet seem to have. You know, all other species can read the elements around them. They know when a tsunami is coming, all the animals will leave. But we can't do that. Everything else can. Everything but human beings can converse with creation around it, but we've lost that ability. So why? Why have we lost that ability? How can we have the potential that we have and not have these basic abilities that all other nature has? I think that's a very interesting question. So I tried to sort of touch on that, just get people to ask these things. And the second section was about the transhumanist agenda, which I believe is very much on the go. I think it's very in full swing right now. And the third section was basically how they intend to implement the transhumanist agenda. And the fourth section was what we can do about it and how we can claim our freedoms back and perhaps take the world back into the direction it should be going rather than where it's being led. That was basically the purpose of the film. And that was a part one. I've actually got a part two that I'm working on now as well.
Well, what I find was very enjoyable about the film was it was virtually from start to finish an extraordinarily intricate extravaganza of color and movement, and it was just mind-blowing just to see, let alone to listen to and to get into the concepts of it. The one concept that stuck out above all the others was the transhumanist agenda, as you said. Particularly the fibers and what have you that they've been coming out of the chemtrails. Can we talk about a little bit of that?
Yeah, well, look, that's kind of unsettling for people. And I've been telling people that, you know, when you watch this film, just be prepared that when the implications of what I'm saying really sinks in, you're kind of going into deep water here, you know. But all is not lost. We do have ways of remedying this situation. But the fibers, the chemtrails, the Morgellon syndrome, all this sort of stuff, it all ties together. And Morgellons is a very, very real thing. You know, I've actually speaking to someone yesterday, and they were talking to a doctor in Melbourne, and she said, yes, I've got a patient with Morgellons. And they said, what do you think about it? She said, oh, it's fiction. You know, and so that's the mentality of the doctors. I've got a patient with Morgellons, but it's not real. You know what I'm saying? How can you have a patient that has it, but it's not real? This is how indoctrinated these doctors are. They're totally locked into that way of thinking. You know what I mean?
How can you have a patient with a condition that's not real? I got an answer for you. Psychiatry.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's amazing. So when you look at Morgellons and you start looking at these things under a microscope, you think, well, this is really, really strange stuff. And what got me was the fact that people like Clifford Carnicom have been actually going and collecting atmosphere samples from mountaintops in New Mexico, going up there early in the morning, catching atmosphere in a little dish, taking it home and culturing it and growing these same Morgellons fibers just out of atmosphere samples. And then you get people and you grow a culture out of their saliva or out of urine or out of tissue samples or out of blood, and you get these same fibers. They seem to be in everything. And so that's very interesting. So where do they come from? Well, if Clifford's catching them in the air, then obviously they're coming from the chemtrails. And I think that's a very interesting thing. And I think that the whole of our education and our entertainment industry, which is really an entrainment industry, has been leading towards this. It's we've got this transgender thing going on where the gap between the genders is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. They're trying to turn women into more manly, and they're making men more feminine. And they're really, really trying to merge the genders, and they're merging the whole race into one species, which will be a sort of a robotoid thing. And people are getting very used to this, and they're getting very comfortable with it. You've got a lot of young kids who spend their lives online. They're looking forward to having an implant, having a scart plug in the back of their neck, and a little thing that they can put on their eye so they can have Google, you know, beamed onto the front of their eyelid or whatever. I mean, they're really looking forward to all this sort of stuff, and it's all leading towards this transhumanist agenda. And that, I think it's very, very much underway, and it's not being done from the outside, like getting microchips and getting, you know, plantons on your head and eyepieces like the Borg. It's being done genetically from the inside out. They're actually transmuting the DNA of the people. And I think that this all ties in with HARP. It ties in with the electromagnetic grid they're putting around the world. And I think that what we need is for people to become aware of it so that we can prevent the rest of the infrastructure from being put in place and you know, go the direction where we should be going. Because, I mean, human consciousness is evolving. It's absolutely evolving. Santos will tell you this. I mean, the whole energy is changing. Everything is rising. And you've got this group of people that are in control, have been in control for a very long time, and they want to manipulate where consciousness evolves to. They want it to go to a place that can still be controlled. And that's what transhumanism is all about. And it's being presented to people as upgrades. But really, they've taken away all of our higher senses, all our higher abilities, and now they're offering us this cheap, digital, clunky version of it. I think we're capable of much, much more by ourselves if we were simply left to our own devices.
If we are left to our own devices, I think that we normally work stuff out quite well. You know, people figure out what they need. They find other people that aren't douchebags that they can hang around and get certain things that they need done. That's called society, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but even if you look...
They're only interested in having slaves.
Well, yeah, that's all they want. They just want their control. They're in terrible fear, you see. Like they're in fear of everything. I mean, why would you create this system of control and want to know what everybody's doing? Because you're in fear. You're in fear of losing your power. You're in fear of anyone being better off than you. Or anything like that. I mean, these people are completely psychopathic. They're sociopathic. They're completely devoid of empathy. And really, when you look at it, we are capable of much more, because all you've got to do is look at the past civilizations, the remnants of these past civilizations that are all over the planet. The pyramids and all the incredible things have been built by past civilizations that we can't do now. You know, and I think a lot of these things were built with the use of our higher senses. I really do. None of it makes sense, what they tell us, how any of these things were built. So I think they were built by means that we can't understand, because we simply don't have the ability to understand, because we don't have those higher senses active.
How many higher senses are we losing here collectively? I mean, I was thinking about it the other day, about how much information just a human being in their average daily life goes through. If you just think about yourself right here, right now in this moment, you know, there's something that you're looking at, there's something that you're hearing, there's something that you're smelling, there's something that you're tasting, and there's something that you're touching. There's all that information that's being absorbed right now, and it's being absorbed 24 hours a day. You're always seeing, hearing, tasting, and something. How much information is there really that we have to process? How much do we really pay attention to? How much do we really remember? Quantitatively speaking, we remember very, very little of our experience, don't we? And we only think to focus on the things that are exciting or scary, things that make us afraid, things that make us feel joyous and happy. It's the monotony that we try to cut out of our memories. And I think what's happening now is people's lives are becoming so that they don't have to remember that their life really sucks, because the new world order is...
Mm-hmm.
And they are my guests. And we'll be right back after the break. You can join us in the chat room at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com or call in 218-339-8525. Back in a minute.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What's up with these sorry politicians? Lots of bark. When it's showtime, whimpering like little shih tzus. You want big cuts. Ron Paul's been screaming it for years. Budget crisis? No problem. Cut $1 trillion year one. That's trillion with a T. Department of Education? Gone. Interior? Energy? HUD? Commerce? Gone. Later, bureaucrats. That's how Ron Paul rolls. Want to drain the swamp? Ron Paul. Do it.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Ron Paul, a visionary who predicted the financial crisis, a leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul, a plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold's the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Look at me driving and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccines.
Welcome back You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And you can join us in the chat room at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. We're going to start taking callers now. 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. If you want to ask a question of Santos or Max or myself or what have you, the transhumanist agenda kind of on the table. And also exposing scumbaggery. In fact, speaking of which, Santos, the reason why your computer has gone down, we haven't actually gone into that yet, and the individual responsible. So if you would, please tell us the story.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And it's also going to be a public apology. I will post this article with the face of the criminal who is trying to destroy me. There's just one DAG, and you'd know about DAGs down in New Zealand there, wouldn't you, Vinny?
Yep.
You
know, they hang off a sheep's bum.
Yeah. I've got this one DAG, apart from a blissful, beautiful life with beautiful people all around me. David Symington. He is a career criminal, and I've posted his jail sentence here in Australia. He's ripped people off. He starts banks, you know. Oh, I'm going to set up a bank and we're going to be rich and everything like that. Next thing you know, he runs off with their money. He's done this in Europe. He's done this everywhere. David Symington, what he does is he's got a webinar service where he does his all his charlatan work. He's an absolute charlatan. All you have to do is listen for 5 minutes and all of a sudden you start dry reaching because it's all vomit and it's oppressive, it's foul, he's an imbecile, and he needs to be exposed because he's hurting a lot of people. He's hurting a lot of people around me. What happened was about in October last year, I was approached by a woman who said, oh, there's a fella up in Queensland, he's got a webinar service and he's heard about you, Santos, and you're doing a great job, he wants to help you. And I thought, okay, well, yep, that's an opportunity, I'll approach him and see what happens. And I did, unfortunately. I joined him on his webinar once. And thereafter, he was advertising that, oh, he's got Santos Bonacci on his webinars now, and he started notifying people. Anyway, I made the mistake of telling him that my computer was running very, very badly, viruses, and it was slow and everything, and I didn't have any money to buy a new one, and et cetera. Oh, he says, oh, I can help you. Man, I'm like James Bond. I've got helicopters. I'm a hero. Oh, look, the ladies love me. I'm, you know, I can talk, you know, and everything. The alarm bells were sort of starting to ring, and I thought, this guy's pretty boastful. But anyway, I need help. You know, I was desperate. And so he says, just download TeamViewer and I'll be in there and I'll fix it and just leave the computer on overnight and I'll be there till 4 in the morning. I'm James Bond, you know, I work till 4 in the morning. I work with Chinese consortiums and Japanese consortiums and I got computers all over the world that I'm fixing. Yeah, I'm helping people everywhere you know, that's what James Bond does. And despite the fact that I weigh about 100 ton and I'm fat and lazy and everybody's got to cook for me and look after me and wipe my bottom and everything like that. And you know, I do things on computers like a hero. Anyway, so I did that. And I started noticing files disappearing, like the on TeamViewer, you know. And I thought, God, is this how you do it? He's got to take all my files off. And he convinced me that he did. He had to do that. Anyway, what he did was he helped himself to all my email addresses. I've got music industry people there. I've got people from APRA. I've got people from the Melbourne City Council because I play street performances in the city there, Sydney City Council. I've got friends and family from all around the world. He ripped them all off and he started emailing them with newsletters. When I got wind of it, I said, David, please don't do that. I do not send email notifications. I haven't, in all of my music career, I've only sent about 3 letters out to people when I've released a new album. And I don't do that. I'm not one of these guys who says, hey, here I am, look what I'm doing. You know, so, and he said, okay. And then he did it again. And I approached him again nicely. Please don't do this. He did it again. And then after the 4th time, I stopped communicating with him. But in the meantime, when he was fixing my computer, one morning I went to the computer, it was totally crashed. And I rang him and said, Dave, my computer's... He goes, oh, no. He says, right, I'll fix it. I think I know what happened. He did this deliberately, you see, because then he put all of his pirated software. And now I still have a laptop full of pirated software. So I'm putting that out there because this is big evidence. When we put him back in jail, the computer's coming with me to court to prove that he's a scumbag. Now he did it again 2 weeks after that because apparently he didn't rip enough stuff off my computer and he didn't successfully install enough pirated software. And I suspected that he did that because I thought, if you're fixing my computer, what's it doing crashing? Anyway, I disassociated myself with him back last year. He didn't like that because this guy doesn't go away. So what I did one morning, I was going to interview... Remember you interviewed Troy McLaughlin, Vinny?
I've interviewed him like 4 times, yeah. He's great.
Yeah, right. Then I approached you and I said, listen, Vinny, can you please get me in touch with him? I want to interview him. And you did, and I connected with him. And the morning of April the 8th, I had an interview with him, a 2-hour interview on American Freedom Radio. So it was early in the morning and I thought, I'll leave my computer on overnight because it's running slow and, you know, it'll be cold in the morning. I'll just turn the heater on and there's the computer ready for me to go, all warm because it takes 15 minutes and I don't want to. Yeah. Anyway, guess what? The computer was totally crashed. So I went to the laptop, opened it up straight away, couldn't get on Skype. He changed the passwords. And so I immediately set up a new Skype account, connected with American Freedom Radio and said, hey, quickly add me. I've got this new account. And they did immediately. And then we hooked up with Troy and I did 1 hour. I missed the first hour. And I don't know how that interview went. I must have sounded very, very, must have been just an awful interview. Poor Troy. It was just, because he knew what happened. Anyway, the next day, I'm on my laptop and TeamViewer pops up and guess whose address was on TeamViewer? This is the address. It was DSSI/GESG, David Simonton. He was there ready to destroy my laptop. So I immediately turned the modem off, cut him off. The next day, the same thing happened again because I needed the laptop, of course. Anyway, I proceeded to get my computer fixed. The guy who was fixing my computer wakes up in the morning and all of a sudden he sees strange behavior on the computer. David Simonton was at it again. He was he didn't do enough damage. This guy was trying to compare my irreparable computer. He couldn't succeed to... Look, he'd probably restored about 10% of it. This is how thorough of a job. But David wanted to destroy the other 10% because apparently he didn't finish the job completely. And this guy immediately pulled the plug out of the modem. He absolutely panicked. He thought, what's going on here? And he found out that it was David Simonton. Now, he's damaged the computers of other people around the world. He's giving death threats around the world. Apparently, I'm receiving information that he's very fascinated with little children in a very sensual kind of a way. And I've heard that more than once. And I've also met another guy who put him in jail in the first place. And we're going to see if we can't get him back in there.
Let me guess. He's also got like some kind of a short temper or whatever, and he's almost a cult leader.
Oh, yeah. He's got about 3 or 4 buffoons that must be mind-controlled, sycophantic, idiots that go to his webinar to listen to him say, oh, we're going to get the dark agenda and the reptilians and we're going to do this. And I don't know what he's going to do with his helicopters, but he's going to fix the world with his charlatanism and his helicopters and his James Bond. Look, his fat face is on. I've posted the criminal article, the story about his jail sentence. It's quite funny, really, and sad. But I've posted it on Facebook. Look out for universaltruthschool.com because I will make a public apology to all those people who are receiving newsletters weekly that they can't unsubscribe to. And just recently, by the way, he's resubscribed all those ones who unsubscribed 6 months ago at Santos's request, would you believe? He says, oh, you've been subscribed again because Santos wants you to receive these. Can you believe it? So I'm going to post that on my internet site with his face on the front page with a public apology. And I'm doing a service to humanity because we need to clean up this. There's a lot of people with a good message and he's destroying them deliberately. He's going after them to bring them back down to a level ground, to his level of charlatanism and skullduggery and animal unconscious behaviour.
Yeah, a complete lying, sycophantic, psychopathic, incredibly crazy, cult-like, manipulative, lying, stealing, morality-lacking piece of trash. You know what you do with those kind of people? You bloody well expose them. He sounds exactly, and the reason why I brought up the whole idea about cult leaders and all of that kind of stuff is because I've met such a person. I've worked with such a person. I've been shafted over by such a person. And I went in with a camera and exposed his ass assaulting me and my mate. If you were going to waste patriots and conspiracy theorist time with charlatanism, hey, you need to be exposed and exposed quickly. And it's only the people who are brave, like you, Santos, and me, who actually wind up just saying, hey, well, these people need to be exposed. Let's do it now and do it quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. They don't like exposure. They like to work in the dark, you see, where people can't see them. These are called people who work the works of darkness. They don't like the light. Light is illumination, truth. Truth is a vibration of light. Everything comes from light. In fact, God is light, I heard somewhere before. And they don't like that light, you see. They love the works of darkness. You can tell lies in the works of darkness. You can take advantage of people there. You can do all the things that suit you. And they don't like to be exposed. But this guy, he's going to be exposed till the end of time. I wrote a letter to him, an email not long back, and I said, Mr. Simpton, I know your name and you know mine, but I promise you one thing. You will never forget my name. Never.
Yep. Now, what we were talking about, somebody said in the chat room, basically what happened was you got attacked by a douche lord of the Sith.
A douche. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 I mean, unbelievable. This guy is like Darth Doucheus. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Look, I this is a real hard part to talk about sometimes, Santos, because, look, it happens to the best of us, it's almost assured to happen to you if you get into this movement at least once, until you figure out what kind of people to look for that might shaft you real, real badly and just completely avoid them.
Yeah, look, the worst I get is people that write to me on my YouTube page to tell me that I'm going to go to hell and spend eternity with the devil because I'm teaching astrotheology. That's the worst I get. And I can handle that because if I'm in a good mood, I'll write back to those people with some colourful expressions. But if I'm not in a good mood, I just press delete. That's the only hassle I get, you know, and I get one of those a week apart from thousands of people weekly who give me thumbs up and thank me for the work I'm doing and the truth and the dots that I'm connecting, etc. And But, you know, every now and then you get some crazy loony who goes out of his way and drops a message on YouTube, and they get upset because they expect their douchebag comments to stay on YouTube. I delete all the bad comments and leave just the good ones, you know, because I'm not gonna profane my good work with their comments like, oh, I don't understand anything about astrology, but I'm going to condemn it anyway, Santos, because I'm an ignoramus. I'm not going to have those comments on my YouTube page. Look, you know, let's do people a favour and enlighten them. So we'll leave these ignoramuses to their, to their ignorance. You were mentioning, Max and yourself mentioned in the first part of the show today, brain-dead people. Well, yeah, that's what they are. And they're brain-dead. They haven't activated the dormant brain cells. And you do that by... well, coming to the light and by good practices, you know, truth, etc.
Indeed. And we'll be right back after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Indigro is your source for affordable induction grow lighting. First discovered in 1891 by Nikola Tesla, Indigro lights deliver 11 years of electronic sunlight to your plants. Indigro lamps require less than half the power of traditional HID lamps. Converting to Indigro lights means you'll cut down on your power bill with less lighting. Indigro lamps also use 5 times less mercury than traditional fluorescent or HID lamps, making Indigro not only energy efficient, but environmentally friendly as well. No more switching out lamps between vegetative and flowering stages. As nature intended, your lights get a steady dose of UV light. That makes your plants grow healthier and stronger. Indigro products are manufactured in San Diego, California, and come with a written 10-year warranty. What Tesla knew, then growers know now, is that Indigro lighting is the cost-effective addition to your victory garden. To learn more or order now, go to inda-grow.com. That's inda-gro.com. Or call 877-452-2244 to answer any of your questions. These guys really know lights. Indigro really is your sunlight in a box.
Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your f***ing retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
I take my anger to a place that ain't gonna get up in your face. The facts we okay, but the system fails. We got to change the way we see the problem if we're gonna fix.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts. And also just wanted to make a plea out to the listeners. I need to get my old camera fixed. I need about $900, so I started a chip-in thing. So if you go to the Vinny Eastwood Show .com chat, or the Vinny Eastwood Show.com, or gorillamedia.co.nz, there's a little chip-in thing there. So if you can help us get me old camera fixed, that'd be absolutely lovely. And also, if you're in Auckland and or in New Zealand at some point, you're going to be near Auckland or whatever, and you listen to the show, or you're a subscriber, or something like that, I'd like to meet up with you and have a coffee or something. You know, I want to meet all the people that that actually listen to me as much as I can. Just have a conversation with you, or whatever. You got to get to know who your audience is, I think, because otherwise you lose touch with reality, and you start, well, basically, justifying being rude to people who offend you, rather than just going, okay, well, I just want to get to know you a little better so I understand what you said, rather than just blow up at you. Which I think happens to some radio show hosts. I hope not. But anyway, Max and Santos, we're talking about the technical difficulties. It was funny how we started off the show talking about Max and Max's Uber beast of a Cray Skynet computer, and then we're talking about, oh mate, I think it was the last thing you said to Santos, Max, before we came back from break, was that, you know, if you've got any problems like that, just call me, mate, and I'll hook up with you and sort it out for you. And it reminds me of that when you're in crisis, everybody suddenly comes out of the woodwork. Once they know that you're in crisis, everybody suddenly comes out of the woodwork to help you. That's how the truth movement works, because everybody actually kind of cares. It's a voluntary sort of disjointed society. It's just people need to know what they need to volunteer. People, they need to know what your problems are, and they just come out of the woodwork, as I said, to help you. It's great.
Well, look, I think that people are basically good, and that we're trained to believe that they're bad, and they're trained to act in a bad way because they're trained to operate within this system, which is essentially a psychopathic system. You know, people, the whole system, the whole rules and the whole structure of the system, I've said so often, it affects people's minds like a pathogen, and it causes them to behave in a way which is basically psychopathological, you know. And that's just the way the system is. But I think people are basically good, and I think people will always help you given the opportunity to do so.
Yep. Yeah, Max, the system causes people to make the wrong decisions and act in a way. It's all about commerce, you see. Everything out there is about commerce. The court is about commerce. The judge is sitting on the bench. He wants his money. The local councils, which are illegal, want their money. They want their rates. Everybody's asking you, promoting, advertising. We want money. You turn on the TV and there's all these ads. We want money. And because the banksters have put a certain concept attached to that money called interest or usury, which is condemned everywhere else in the universe except for this planet, where a bunch of thugs live in the Swiss mountains and call themselves banksters, and have decided to approach all the governments of the world, the free governments of the world, and say to them, hey, we've got better money than you can print in your treasuries. Oh, our money's just fantastic. Buy it off us and all the governments, and we'll put some in the back pocket too if you do, in your back pocket, and you can have a bank account here in Switzerland that's got immunity, and we can, you know, you're going to have a house in, you know, Monaco. We'll put, give you a house. Don't you worry. You buy our money. Turn the print, the treasuries off in your country. Buy our money. You'll have your back pocket full of cash. And, you just have to pay us the, you know, a percentage, you know, interest. And away you go. And this is how they've done it. This is the sickest, most evil thing on the planet. Once we remove the Federal Reserve, and it will be, it'll go, consciousness will destroy it, obliterate it. Once that's gone, then people, then the policemen that are good, which are a lot of them, won't have pressure to have to, you know, give out so many tickets. And because all they're doing, they're just tax collectors for Rome and the Swiss banksters. And it puts pressure on them because they've got to get a certain amount of, the banks want more, because obviously it's a Ponzi scheme. From the start, it was a Ponzi scheme, and it's about to, you know, be deflated, this bubble. And so they're putting more pressure on the policemen and the local councils. That's why the local councils are becoming more and more despotic, and the laws are getting more and more draconian, because the banksters are suddenly realizing, whoops, we're coming to an end now, the Ponzi scheme. And you can't just go printing. It must come to an end. And this is the end of that beautiful cycle for them, where, you know, it looks like they won't have Cuban cigars and champagne and caviar anymore. And it's about to collapse, you see. So that's what we're seeing, is this more outrageous behavior by the policemen. They're more desperate and everything. And because it's all about commerce. We don't need commerce. There's only one true currency in the universe, and that's love. I give you a bit of love, you give me some back, I scratch your back, then eventually someone else scratches my back, and then, you know, I've got some potatoes, you've got some eggs, and we just, in our communities, we just look after each other. That's how it was originally, until the banksters devised this idea to be able to, you know, harvest the energy of people by circulating this pernicious currency with usury on it. And
it's supposed to be a currency that's cash flow, right? You know, currency must flow. It has to keep going round and round. And what they've done essentially is they've created this well of money that they can just come up, that's unnatural, that just kind of flooding everything, and there's no flow anymore. Everything's simply inundated with all this money. There is no flow, and it becomes stagnant. That's what they've done. And now they're going to employ their plug-pulling method and just go... Doesn't matter whether you're the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere, or which way you go down the plug hole, you will still go down the plug hole, because that's what they're going to do.
Yep. Well, but basically they just do it by keep raising prices. But everything that you've just described, then, this is all a result of pathological thinking. The whole lot of it is a result of pathological thinking. See, what happened back in the old days, we had like... way back in the days when Rome was still building itself, and we had like the Essenes and good messages that were going around, like the message of Christianity even, yeah, which was a good message to begin with, which wasn't created by Rome. It was created sort of by the people. And then Rome saw it as a threat. And then they finally dealt with the threat by appropriating Christianity. Rome appropriated Christianity for its own purposes. And then a Christian church appropriated the Roman organizational forms and adapted these things, you know, the existing Roman social institutions. And this, you know, Christianity basically inherited these things, the Roman habits of legal thinking, including its indifference to human nature and all of this sort of stuff. And these two systems became linked together, and the result was Western civilization. which was basically hampered by a serious deficiency in spirituality. And so we've got this whole pathological system in place. And that's the problem. And as far as money goes, see, what the banks are doing, see, we don't even need banks. People create money themselves, but no bank ever lent 1 cent to any person, nobody. The people created the money and the banks tricked them into thinking that they lent it to them, and then they make you give it all to them with interest. And so that, and they can just print paper as much as they want whenever they want to use it. I mean, the government just writes out a government bond, walks across the road, gives it to the Federal Reserve, and suddenly they've got all this paper. You know, they just trade paper for paper. It's this whole paper-based system. But none of it's real. The people create the money themselves. Mm. And the banks are used to trick the people into believing that the banks lent it to them, and this eventually transfers all wealth, all natural resources, all lands, everything that is actually real estate. It transfers all of this into the hands of those who control the currency. That's what the whole system's all about. And the facts that the cops are getting more brutal and the councils are getting more despotic is a result of this pathological thinking. You know, I have to throw you out of your home and you may freeze to death, but I have no choice because it says in this piece of paper that I have to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I have no choice but to be an immoral, cowardly demon.
Absolutely, and it's this pathological form of thinking. We're indoctrinated into this since birth. This is something else I tried to show in the film. You're indoctrinated by your parents and siblings. As soon as you're born, then you get into this education system that trains you to think in a particular way, and you are not to think outside of the box. If you do, you will not be successful, because success is measured by how much wealth you can gain at the expense of others. That's what we have here. We're living in an open-air prison, a very low-security open-air prison. That's what the entire Western society is. And it's a result of pathological thinking that people are trained to think this way. And the only way to free yourself from it and to inoculate yourself against this pathological thinking is to be aware of its existence, which is why these sorts of topics are so taboo. You just don't talk about things. Oh, don't rock the boat. You know what I'm saying? So you've got to be aware of it. That's the only way to free yourself from this system, is to be aware of its existence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just because you're walking around in a giant bare minimum security prison, ladies and gentlemen, and you can get conjugal visits, doesn't mean that you're free, okay? You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we all realize that we're slaves, but we want to be free, and we're actually willing to fight and sacrifice and spend all countless hours of our days and our lives at making sure that it fracking happens, because it's only the small, determined minority that work day after day for a better world that actually wind up getting one. So become part of that minority, and you too will wind up changing the world. There's not much of a choice going around here. I mean, I think everybody's in agreement. Hey, bro, do you want to be enslaved and exterminated? No, not really. Okay, cool. Let's take out the banksters then. Sweet as, good. Let's have free lunch. Awesome. I think it's pretty straightforward. Some people disagree with me, and well, they're wrong. It's just that simple. We'll be right back with Santos and Max.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
I want to tell you about something really, really cool. It is silvercoins.ag. Now, AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. Silvercoins.ag is the new website for cheap silver coins. Silvercoins.ag automatically surfs popular online retailers for silver coin bargains based on the minute-to-minute fluctuations of the silver market. Silvercoins.ag focuses on silver purchases from $5 to $50, but of course, big junk silver bags bags and monster boxes are available too. Purchases can generally be done using a credit card or even PayPal, so you have multiple layers of buyer protection. SilverCoins.ag has no annoying salesmen. SilverCoins.ag has live streaming metal prices, so you don't have to refresh your browser all day long. Stop the endless web surfing for the best silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark SilverCoins.ag. I use it. I want all your friends to use it. You tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Could it all be a bad dream or a nightmare based on preposterous notions and on ideas whose time should never have come? Preventive war is used as a road to peace. Tolerance delivered by government guns. An empire replacing the republic. Slavery sold as liberty. Socialism to save capitalism. A government out of control. Unrestrained by the Constitution, the rule of law, or morality. Money does not grow on trees, nor does prosperity come from a government printing press or escalating deficit. A central bank that deliberately destroys the value of the currency in secrecy, without restraint, cheered on by the pseudo-capitalists of Wall Street, the military-industrial complex. The good news is the reversal is achievable through peaceful and intellectual means, and fortunately, the number of those who care are growing exponentially.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices steady Tuesday despite a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,663, silver $3,117. If you want to know just how screwed up this country is, consider the parable of two singers, writes Frank Millet of the Daily Interlink. In the early 60s, you either liked Elvis or Pat Boone. Presley represented everything new and rebellious. Boone was an ambassador for tradition, safe, respectable, cheery. Elvis is dead. Boone, on the other hand, still securely stuck where he was, in the middle of traditional America. Except there's a twist to the story. Elvis Presley, the guy who died from drug abuse at 42, overweight and paranoid, is a national hero, an icon. Boone, he's still smiling, 77 years old, married 55 years, but he's considered a rebellious revolutionary, according to some of the faculty at Adrian College, where he was invited to do a commencement speech this last weekend. Speaking of Pat, get a copy of the new Future of Money CD with Pat Boone. Call 800-289-2646.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from Auckland, New Zealand. West Auckland, indeed. West is best. Fabulously fluoridated capital we have here in the island-chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific. God, I love this country. And, mate. Seriously, there is so much corruption in New Zealand. It's unbelievable. Guys, seriously. You know, you're not that far away. You're in Australia, right? But I could not express just how much open corruption there is in this country. Like, seriously. The mayor, John Banks of Auckland City, gets 50 G's from this guy named Kim.com, who runs MegaUpload.com, right? You know? And he's since going to prison, going to criminal jail or whatever. And John Banks, in conflict with electoral law, tells him to sign those things as anonymous. I wonder if John Banks knew that Kim.com was eventually going to go to jail.
Well,
you know, if he was just kind of like wanting to not have an association with him. But they found out about it anyway, and it's blatant corruption against the electoral law. And the Prime Minister just stands there and stands by him and just goes, I've got shares in Bank of America and Jackson Mining, and I also want to get the country into $400 million of debt a week and plow up the national parks for mining. But I've got no interest in that whatsoever. It's just so open now.
It is. It's open everywhere, Vinny. It's open here. I mean, look at America now. Look what they're doing to America. America's gone. The new border security bill they've brought in, they're going to put a 100-mile buffer zone along the northern border and along the southern border between America and Canada and America and Mexico. So, it's going to be a buffer zone. So it's virtually like an iron curtain they're putting up around America. We've got this whole country here has been dug up for mining. I mean, everything, the food bowl, Hunter Valley, everything. It's just outrageous. So yeah, it's global. It's absolutely global. Well, it's at least in every Western country. We've got some countries in Europe that are trying to still hang on. We've got some countries in Africa that are still trying to hang on. But Western society has gone completely over the top. And it's just been snowballing this year like nothing I've ever seen.
Mm. Wow.
Well, it is. It's full on. All the laws everywhere, right across, all the laws that have been brought in America, the food bill they brought in New Zealand, the search and surveillance bill they've brought in New Zealand. My God, what is that thing? I mean, these are things that Hitler just did, and then they had show trials and little excuses to try to cover it up. They didn't actually legislate it. We've got our governments legislating this stuff. Actually calling it law. It's outrageous. It's the loss of everything that we ever perceived to be as freedom. But people are still walking around thinking that they're free because they can still go to the shop. You know, but the police, even in Byron Bay here, they want to put cameras in the streets in Byron Bay. We're seeing people being pepper sprayed at night. We've got cops in New South Wales. There was a Brazilian man killed with a taser recently. While he was running away from police, they tased him in the back and killed him. Apparently they tased him 3 times. And these things are given to police in order to protect themselves against armed perpetrators, people that are threatening their lives so they can disarm someone with non-lethal force. That's what a taser's for. It's not for shooting someone in the back with while they're running away in order to coerce them into compliance. Using violence to coerce someone into compliance is the dictionary definition of terrorism. Look it up in the Oxford Dictionary. That's basically what it says. So people need to pay attention to what's going on here. You know, we can still get through it all if the people are prepared to stand up and be who and what they are. And there's some great things happening, like the Southern Freeman movement here in Australia. We've got our own group of freemen now who are looking into all of this stuff from an Australian perspective, which is really, really good. I was actually down in Adelaide a couple of days ago and I met up with them, and they're a wonderful bunch of people, and they're doing some fantastic work. So there's all sorts of ways we...
I was just thinking about this in the Star Wars perspective. You know, the free man and the truthers are kind of like the Jedi, and the protesters and just the general public. They're kind of like just the clone troops or whatever. You know, they're very useful, but with a Jedi, mate, they can accomplish a heck of a lot more. They're well protected. They've got good direction. You know, that sort of thing. I think truthers actually start to need to do the Rahm Emanuel thing and cognitively infiltrate the regular protest movements and take them over from within.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think that would be a great idea for people to do that. But we're getting a lot of people that are really empowered. They've got really good heads on their shoulders. They're good, decent, kind, caring people. And they're seeing this, and they're starting things like Southern Freeman, and they're trying to push this out to the rest of the country and lead by example in what they do. And that's what we need to do. You've absolutely got to lead by example in everything that you do, and you've got to know who and what you are, because you are free. It's just that you give up your freedom. You comply with rules which are not law, they're just legislation, because you don't understand how the system works, and you're basically in fear. So many people are like that. But once you get over that fear and you realize that you are a flesh and blood man, you are a human being, and the people you are dealing with are exactly the same as you, and you don't have to be afraid of them, and you should always talk to the man within the uniform. Don't talk to the uniform, and always speak clear English, not legalese. Always put real meanings to words and think about what you're saying, and just deal with these people from an empowered perspective, and you can really make a difference. And these people are showing it, and they're showing you how to do it. So anybody in Australia who happens to be listening to this show, go to southernfreeman.com. And have a talk to these guys if you've got some issues, and start learning some of this stuff for yourself, because it's very good. And you've got people like Dean Clifford doing the Canadian thing. You've got people in England like John Harris doing it. So there's people in all different countries that are doing it precisely for their country. And everybody needs to go and look into this stuff, because it's very real and it's very empowering.
Yeah, that's true. And we're also going to have Dean Clifford along with a few other free men from around the world coming on the show on Thursday the 17th of May, if you're in the US and you really want to tune in for that one. Just a side note. Now, also, Freedom Force International is a little organization that G. Edward Griffin set up, and a friend who's a member of Freedom Force International in New Zealand has just told me that he's going to be joining a political party and actually trying to get elected, because if you can't fight City Hall, then become City Hall. Okay, take them over. This is what we're talking about now, is that all of the existing institutions that we see are knowingly corrupt. The statistics and the public polls and genuine political debate out there, the reactions that we get on our Facebook channels and all of that kind of stuff, I think that the public is now ready for the truth. And if you go out and you start campaigning and use the truth as your weapon, and you actually have enough financing and enough organization, and you're well-spoken, and you have your Shiite Muslim together, if you've got some training, if you've got some experience, if you've got that special X factor, you can go a heck of a long way. You may not get elected, but look at Ron Paul. They literally had to fudge and steal the elections from states that he literally won. Okay, people are gagging for the truth, despite the enormous apparatus that we face. Just that small amount of people who are willing to go out there to hand out the flyers, campaign on their own behalf, and actually do the business, like literally get the business done. Those people, right, they're almost always successful if they're really serious about it and really work hard at it. So I see no reason for anybody to mess around anymore. I mean, it's 2012, folks. Quit messing around. Come on. This is the year. This is the year. Regardless of whether it's the end of the world, which I believe it might be a bit of a psyop or whatever to get people to stand down to the New World Order agenda, and this, you become some kind of transhumanist filth that lives in a cell for the rest of your life. No, don't want that. The 2012, I think, is embodies rebirth, resurgence. I want a new renaissance where we are free of the current machinations of the New World Order that poison us in every single way possible, both in our minds and our bodies and our economies, so that that cancer that has been attached to our vital organs for so long gets eradicated, not in a violent or horrific way, but in a realistic, decent, people uprising because they simply realize what the truth is kind of way. That's what I want to see. And I will spend every single day that I got left trying to make that happen. And I'm sure it probably will, because I'm not the only one who wants this.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an opportunity, really. Vinny, I think we've got the best opportunity we've ever had for positive change right before our eyes. And the more negative they make it, the more opportunity we're provided with. We just have to take the first step onto the path. You know, it's right there. It's right there for us to do as soon as we want to take that step, you know.
Yeah, yeah. There's the old Chinese saying, what was it? Journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And I think it's very important, because the lesson from that saying is that you don't have to get everything perfect. You don't have to finish it in your first step. You just have to start, okay? And then you will see where the road takes you. And you should enjoy that journey. And you should not be afraid to do the journey just because it's long. Because the journey isn't actually long, because you're only actually ever traveling for one moment. And it's this moment. It's just a continuous one.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you've also got a duty to do it. I mean, there's two wonderful quotes from Albert Einstein. One of them is, those who have the privilege to know have the duty to act. And another one, which I will have to paraphrase, where he said that the world isn't an evil place because evil exists. It's because of those good people who look on and do nothing, you know. And you need to really look at that and realize that, you know, you're here for a particular purpose. And what is that purpose, you know? And if you know this stuff and you know how, you know, bad the world is and what we're facing in the world, and we have an opportunity to act on it, and you have a duty to act on it. So how do you act? Well, you lead by example in all that you do. You see others as yourself, see everybody around you as being just as valid as you are, and work to change the world. Know who you are. Know that you don't have to do what anybody tells you to do. All you have to do is what is right. Do the right thing and serve creation. Serve creation in all its aspects, which doesn't mean serving someone at the expense of yourself, and doesn't mean serving yourself at the expense of someone else. Doesn't mean serving the earth at the expense of the people, or serving the people at the expense of the earth. It means serving all creation. And when you can think that way and live your life, as I say at the end of every show, in Lakesh, I'm another yourself. When you can live your life that way, we can change the world in 3 seconds. We just have to be prepared to do it.
What do you think, Santos?
Yeah, well, yep. I think you got to speak your heart all the time, don't you?
Oh, you do.
Yep. Yeah, when you arrive at a certain level of knowing, and it's not about believing in opinions. Opinions and believing come from education. Knowing comes from enlightenment. You see, the world is all, Rome's world is all about, let's educate the people, educate the children. That's mind control. Enlightenment. Once upon a time, the temples all around the Mediterranean, in Alexandria and Rome and Greece, all around the Mediterranean, were shining lights of illumination. And people were enlightened. They were not educated. That's for the military. That's drilling. That's all, you know, think like this, do that, don't ask questions. Enlightenment is when one, you know, comes to into his own and takes a responsibility to know, and so they can be a responsible member of society. And if our institutions, which we don't need, if they were doing this, we would have responsible people and we wouldn't have to have all these reminders about you can't do more than 60 kilometres an hour here, and you can't pick your nose over there, and you can't do whatever, because we'd all be responsible. And it's so easy to achieve. Within months, we could have all of those people who have been educated wrongly by the system, we could have them enlightened with principles of true principles of nature's laws, you know, help them to... Because, let's face it, the things that they teach, for instance, they say, oh, the sun's bad for you. So they put the hats on little children and all this sunscreen. If they would say, look, the sun between, say, 12 and 2 is bad for you because there's a lot of ultraviolet rays, stay out of that, but get in the morning sun and the evening sun because that is good for you and it gives you vitamin D and it's vitalizing your body. And you can actually stare at the sun and introduce a lot of electric minerals through your eyes into your body and recharge your body. You know, no, they give you half-truths. That's what education's all about. Enlightenment gives you the full truth, not half-truths that serve to benefit the banksters and all of those corporate criminals that are in these schemes, you know, to carbon tax and all of these. Al Gore's behind that. So the scientists that are promoting that are working for the institutions and therefore telling half-truths. It's not good enough, not in this age we're in now. It's 2012, you know. That, like you said, Vinny, it's 2012. Hello, wakey-wakey time. Otherwise, we're going to lose a lot of our brothers. We're going to lose a lot.
People talking about, like, what time should I get active or whatever. Well, the fact that it's 2012, I think, is inconsequential because the time is and always now. Has been this entire time now. And the only person who could ever save you or actually make you get anything done has been staring you in the mirror every single morning when you have a shave. You can still look at that person without spitting them in the face. I mean, you must be doing okay, or you must be doing something right. We have a caller now, area code 941. What's your first name and state you're calling from, please?
Judy. I'm calling from Florida.
Welcome, Judy. What can we do for you today?
Well, I just called in. I haven't been listening to the show. I just wanted to know, this is the Christopher Green show, is it not?
No, this is the Vinny Eastwood show. Christopher Green's on before us, but we talk about a lot of the same stuff. I'm from New Zealand, and we've got Max Egan and Santos Bonacci on at the moment. They're kind of like the two biggest truthers in Australia.
Okay. Well, I'm very embarrassed, and I apologize that I'm obviously calling in at the wrong time. I must have gotten his schedule messed up when I read it.
Well, that's okay. You certainly must have something on your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I was watching the Alex Jones program today. You're familiar with him, yes?
Of course.
Well, he was very upset. I mean, oftentimes if you're listening, and I watch on Prison Planet TV, he can be very emotional. But the subject matter he was discussing today for Americans is of particular importance. because we're the targeted population, as far as I'm concerned, and I really think that's the reality, and I think that the world is watching what Americans do, whether they're going to actually stand up and do anything peacefully, or if they're going to... Hello?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're listening, Judy. How about you just hold on until after the break? We'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll continue with the point you're trying to make, because I'm actually quite interested to hear what you're getting into. So, Judy, thank you very much. And we also have the Greek calling in. We'll get to you both after the break. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transcending an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the Great Spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for. This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold's the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Welcome to the world's meeting place.
American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Hey, this is Roxy Lopez. I'm the host of the True Denied Talk Show, which airs live every Friday evening from 7 to 9 Central, only on the American Freedom Radio Network. Join us.
I stand alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder, incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly, leaf-parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein controls, these hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people to keep them terrorized in gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slavery for the communist gangster government and con artist parroting puppet gangster playboy scum on top.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. No, the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts and start yelling at your callers. My very special guest caller in today is Judy in Florida. Sorry, Judy, that we got interrupted by the break. I'd love you to continue with what you were talking about.
Well, I can perfectly assure you that I think I've gone around the bend myself, but you know, I'm living with my version of reality, and I think that concurs with anybody that has any brain cells left that are not fluoridated, but I, in listening to Alex today, the biggest thing that struck me is essentially it's what the camps are being defined as being in a it was a restricted government document, a U.S. Army document about the resettlement operations, the camps that are in the United States. It's like they're basically letting it unfold online. They know people are like, Jones are going to look at it, and people are going to, find out more about it themselves. And but it's really alarming, shocking, because what it wants to do to activists, they basically spell out. It's like a 300-page document. I've only skimmed through it, and I've read through the article by Paul Joseph Watson. And but it... Alex said on the program, I mean, he's at the top of the list along with many other famous individuals, Gerald Celente, all of his crew, other guests that have been on his program. I mean, anybody that has, thinks they still have a First Amendment right. And
I hope I'm on that list.
Well, yeah. Hello.
It would make me feel, really, you know. Oh, sorry.
I'm appalled and frightened, is what I am.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should be. But the thing is, we've known that this kind of thing has been coming for a very, very long time, haven't we, Judy? It's just now that we're seeing it. It's like, you know, you're about to do a bungee jump or something. You're about to jump off a bridge, and you're kind of like, and now we've jumped off that bridge, and we're free falling, and it's an overload.
But it's still you know what to expect, but you don't know what to expect, and you keep thinking that if you're talking to what seem like rational people, that they're not going to think you're crazy, because the stuff is in the news. The stuff is in official documents. You know, America has changed. I mean, I was talking with a group of people, and I was talking about going to a county fair and having my bag looked into. And the guy giving me a hard time, I said, it didn't make me feel comfortable, and I don't like the fact that you're trying to make me feel safe by rifling through my purse. I mean, it doesn't compute with people that, you know, that just, well, the world's changed. I'm going... Is it for the better?
Yeah.
You know, and it's,
these
it's
people
like,
just allow like, that change. They just allow it, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, this morbid acceptance, this, you know, rolling over and saying, well, you know, just as long as I keep my head down, I'm going to be okay. No. I mean, it's just, it absolutely floors me. I mean, I the people that I talk to that try and talk very, you know, in small clips and phrases and you know, just get a feel for where people are. I mean, you know, we walk away shocked because of, you know, what we hear people say. I mean, it just happened to me last night in a dinner of, you know, good Christian people. And, you know, you tiptoe into the subject and they give you their view. And it's like they're just like, oh, well, I mean, you know, the world's just changed. It's like, no, it doesn't have to be this way. And, you know, everything as far as our liberties are being absolutely eroded. And I said, this is not the way it's supposed to be.
Have you ever heard them compare, well, if you don't like it, then, you know, you can go live in a real police state like Russia or China or something like that? And this has happened to me here when I've been talking to cops in New Zealand about the encroaching police state. And, you know, and that's their justification for it. There are other places in the world that's worse, so I'm not going to do anything to save my country until it's just as bad here. You know, that's the mentality.
The excuse that I get is, you know, well, what are you going to do about it? And I tell them, you know, that, well, there are organizations, there's in grassroots efforts that are trying to, you know, change A, B, and C. And, you know, then they, you know, a lot of times they just get glib. You know, they just want to change the subject. When I said, yeah, I mean, because we started the comparison of, you know, of Obama with, you know, dictators of years past, and I said, yeah, he's doing a bang-up job in Afghanistan and Iraq and, you know, the Middle East in general right now, isn't he? And it's like, you know, I can't even get into terms like Orwellian doublethink and Brave New World. I mean, because, you know, then they'll be ready to send me to the loony bin. But, you know, this is the most frightening part.
This is how you do it, Judy, the information that we possess as truthers is very, very, shall we say, explosive. It's much like a hand grenade, okay? So when you're throwing a hand grenade at somebody, do you sit there and right next to them and wait for that hand grenade to go off? Do you throw another one in? No. One's normally enough,
sure.
and you get out, sure, of the line of fire. See, what happens is you're planting that seed, and you then allow it to grow of its own accord. If they become curious, they'll research it for themselves, just like you did. Something, yes, got your curiosity. Yes. Somebody said something that got you going, and you have to do, right, that for other people. Nobody forced you to do your research, did they?
Right. But it's like what's alarming, though, is the rapidity of you know, this advancement. You know, this is why the subject of the camps is so important here, because they know, yeah, that people are understanding it. You know, people know that they're being lied to about our financial status here. You know, they know that our economy is really screwed up. I mean, a statistic recently was, you know, 95, and this is not going to, you know, floor you. You know this already. 95% of all job losses during the quote-unquote recession were, you know, middle-class or upper-middle-class jobs. Like, no kidding. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, that all the numbers are understated anyway. And, you know, they don't speak of the soft borders. And things of that nature. I mean, there are jobs that people would take now, and I'm one of them. I'm not going to tell you my past because it would take too long. But, you know, I used to have, you know, a pretty good income. And, you know, what people are doing now that used to be white collar, you know, this, it's not stuff they would have imagined doing 4 years ago.
This is the way the New World Order works on our countries. It contracts out all the good work and manufacturing, and so you're left with no ability to create wealth. Judy, we've got to go. We've got more callers. Do you have anything else you'd like, sure, to say before we go?
No, I think it sums it up. But, you know, I'm just an American that, you know, I know what's going on. I do love my country, and I do consider myself patriotic. And what's painted as patriotism, you know, is makes me want to vomit, really, because I know the lies. So,
well, you need to find yourself some patriot mates who care just as much about the country as you do, and who care just about you.
There are organizations I'm with.
Sorry, what?
I appreciate. I am affiliated with a few, and I appreciate you saying that.
Oh, you got to be close with your friends, eh? Because they're the ones who will always be there for you, no matter how down in the dumps your country gets. Your patriots who love your country and not your government are the ones who will always stand by you and your people. So thank you, Judy, for your call. We're going to go now to the Greek. Greek, welcome to the program, mate.
Greetings, gents.
Oh, there you are, mate.
Greetings, gents. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great, because it sounds like you're breaking up. Good, man. I just want to direct a hello to Santos and a quick comment. I was very, very skeptical also about astrology and astrotheology because it didn't sort of jive with the studies that I've been doing. And from speaking with Santos, his perspective on astrology is quite unique and very specific body of knowledge. And I actually engaged him with some information, and the information that he brought back was just dead spot on. So what I would suggest to people is to keep an open mind and look at what you're being told and, you know, keep a good sense of discernment. Because, again, I was very, very skeptical and almost anti-astrology. And when I had spoken to Santos, I noticed that it's more of an actual science than a mysticism once it's understood.
Yeah. Thanks, Stelios. Please contact me again on Skype. Do you realize that I lost all my addresses last month, and I haven't been able to... I actually sent you a friend request again, so I'll look forward to chatting with you again.
Oh, same here. Appreciate it. And also, Vinny, for the previous caller, and, you know, the New World Order, you know, it's the subject of this call. There's a lot of stuff written back as early as 1940 where it was stated that, you know, the New World Order has been established and it's either going to be by consent or by conquest, right? And I'm sure you might have heard of that. Yeah. Now, the way they do it is by maintaining a lack of discernment amongst the people. And as you heard me say before, you know, when people go out asking for justice and they read these documents, they want justice. Well, how many people actually know that justice is an ancient Babylonian religion and it has nothing to do with law? It has to do with blood sacrifice, and it's a statue of a woman with scales that comes right out of the Babylonian, you know, teachings. And, you know, so you've got to be real careful what you ask for. And until people understand what these things are specifically, I don't see things going favorable. When I say the people, I mean the general group. And what's old is new. And with that, that's all I'd have to say right now. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Greg, for the call, man. We're going to go to our next caller now. We have Dodge from Tampa in Florida. So, Judy, another person just down the road from you.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Dodge, are you there, man?
Is it me?
Yeah, we can hear you, man. What's on your mind today?
Well, ever since I've started listening to Max and Santos, I've always known what to do, but they explained why I do it. And I'm 5 years and 5 months not paying my mortgage since I got bailed out. I'm still here. It's like you're in an airplane. You think you're going to crash into the ocean, but as you descend it and you get close to the water, there's a ground effect, and you can just coast. It's not scary once you're there. And you don't die if you quit paying.
Hmm. That's an interesting perspective. Have you noticed that everybody, when they call up for financial advice for somebody on air, the person on air always says, well, I can't give you financial advice because if they did... And it didn't go so well for them, they'd wind up culpable for it. So I'm going to repeat that sentiment. I can't give anybody financial advice and tell them not to pay their mortgages or whatever, because there might be unforeseen consequences. But have you noticed that there's a heck of a lot of empty houses? And, like, there's almost empty suburbs now turning up in L.A. or something. George Heminger's been out in L.A. For ages now, documenting this stuff. It's unreal.
Well, and you just have to believe in what you're doing with all your heart, and it'll work, but I don't recommend it for anybody. You've got to have, you know, a wheelbarrow to haul your huevos around, you would think, but really not. Really not. Between Max and Santos, I use a lot of what they've taught me to teach young people, I say young 20s, that come by here and I want to put a huge mural on a shed that we can see from the porch. It's kind of like a seven-circle chart that this does.
Dodge, just before you continue, are you on a speakerphone by chance?
No, a real cheap cell phone because I don't use a lot of money these days.
All right. Well, continue.
And so I'm going to put that that chart that Santos uses and some of the information Max has given me, and it'll be a 8-foot by 8-foot chart, and it'll help me show the young people that come by here the information you guys have been so kind to give me.
Yeah, well, see, people have to understand, the first thing they've got to understand is they're free in their heart. That's what I keep telling people as well. If you don't feel free, then there's no piece of paper or no lessons I can give you which are going to establish your freedom. You've got to know that you're free in your heart yourself. And once you can stand in that, it makes all the difference. But if you don't feel free already, don't even bother. Don't even go down that path, because you will get yourself in trouble if you go out half-cocked. So many people write to me and say, what's the template? Send me a template so I can fill out a form and send to the government so that they'll leave me alone. You know, and there's no piece of paper that's going to establish your freedom unless you feel free in your heart. It's all in your heart. It really, really is. And that's something that people have to establish for themselves. They've got to know who they are.
Yeah, that's right, man. Yeah. It's the difference between buying a CD of a band and seeing that band live. It's two very different experiences, and one requires a heck of a lot more money and dedication than the other, and usually the consumption of substances. Dodge, do you have anything else to say? I think we're about to go to break, mate, if you want to stay on. Have you got anything pressing? Yes? No?
I guess it started in 1980 when I joined the workforce and tried to fill out a tax form, and it said, if line 63 equals line 54, but it's Tuesday night and the moon is open, it's line 12. And then I knew, uh-oh.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for your call. And after the break, we have Steve, the sign guy, calling in. And if you want to join the conversation, 218-339-8525. Back in a minute.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in 3 models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
It's the story of a lost city, lost opportunity, lost hope. A story of failed policies, failed leadership. A story of smooth-talking politicians, games of he said, she said, rhetoric, and division. One man has stood apart, stood strong, and true. Voting against every tax increase, every unbalanced budget, every time. Standing up to the Washington machine, guided by principle. Ron Paul, the one who will stop the spending, save the dollar, create jobs, bring peace. The one who will restore liberty. Ron Paul, the one who can beat Obama and restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them. Your life as it has been is over.
Don't miss the Middle Champion Creator X on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 8 p.m. Central.
On December 16th, 1961, the world turned upside down, then inside out, and I was born screaming in America. It was the tail end of the American dream, just before we lost our innocence irrevocably, when the TV eye brought the horror of our lives into our homes for all to see. I was told when I grew up I could be anything I wanted. A fireman, a policeman, a doctor, even president it seemed. And for the first time in the history of mankind, something new called an astronaut. But like many kids growing up on a steady diet of Westerns, I always wanted to be the cowboy hero. That lone voice in the wilderness, fighting corruption and evil wherever I found it, and standing for freedom, truth, and justice. And in my heart of hearts, I still track the remnants of that dream wherever I go, in my never-ending ride into the setting sun.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about standing up for freedom, truth, and justice, and shooting down the bad sheriff with a six-shooter. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. You can join us in the chat room there. Now we have Steve, the sign guy, has been patiently holding online. If you want to call in too, ladies and gentlemen, the number is 218-339-8525. Steve, welcome to the program. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, Vinny Eastwood. How you doing? I'm on Vinny Eastwood Show. All right. And with Max Egan and Santos Panacci.
It's a wonderful feeling.
Say what?
Is it a wonderful feeling or what? Because I was just thinking before the show started, man, I'm on with Santos Panacci and Max Egan. That's awesome.
Hey, you know, you didn't get my whole name, man. I'm Steve the Sign Guy from Heaven, dude, not from Hell.
Steve the Sign Guy from Heaven, all right.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm so excited about Santos' show on April 28th, and he just Skyped me a while ago. But you know what? I am the Holy Land in the flesh of my heavenly body. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Hello.
I can grow orange. I can grow oranges out of my chest here. I am the heavenly body and land from which the sustenance grows.
Yeah, you know, my desire is to climb Jacob's ladder every day and open up my pineal gland so I can communicate and visit with the one spirit that gives me life, and that is the creator of this whole thing, you know. And I tell you what, man, it's just it's great. You know, you crack me up, man. You're a funny guy, man. It's good to have a guy like you that can put a little bit of humor into all this shit going on down here on the earth.
Unfortunately, we can't. You know what? Shit. Oh, you can't swear under FCC regulations, but sometimes, you know, it's exactly what it is, isn't it?
Well, you know, one of these days they might put a regulation on shit. They'll charge you for every time you take a shit.
Well, what the Japanese are doing is they're now turning it into reconstituted edible meat.
God. Well, hey, man, I'm coming. I'm going to Japan for dinner then. I'll be there right away. Well, yeah.
I think it must be Japan McDonald's or something subcontracting out. I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I got a little message. I just want to say something I wrote after I met Santos. He inspired me to write something. I'd just like to share it real quick. It's only about 30 seconds.
Go ahead, man.
Okay, it's like this. I am a sign from heaven, come down from heaven, incarnated into this body of flesh, as an earthly body, and the heavenly body, in one vessel of truth, unleashing my spirit, soul, heart, and mind in heaven on earth, as a human being, being human, running in the great human race to the finish line and crossing over into paradise, where I will dwell eternally forever. But in that race, I'm also going to be not just a human being, but a heavenly body, becoming a heavenly body on earth. Because like Santos said in his April 28th show, our body is the Holy Land. We are the Holy Land. That is just so incredible and so inspiring to me. I love it.
Yeah. And Santos, also, you've got a show coming up, and I told you over the break that my show's kind of like a bathtub. Doesn't work very well without a plug or two.
Yeah, so, Well, I'd like to plug tomorrow's show. Same time tomorrow on American Freedom Radio, I will have two of the great sovereigns, and they are true sovereigns. In fact, they are members of the Squamish Nation in Canada, Mark and Irene will be guests on my show tomorrow on American Freedom Radio, 5 p.m. Central Time tomorrow. So tune in, because Mark Hollywood has got a lot of great information for people who want to be free from the system. Truly free.
Yep. Is that going to be archived somewhere?
Oh, yeah. The station always archives the shows.
Cool. Excellent. All right, there we go. And, Steve, thank you very much for your contributions to the show, man. Do you have anything else to say before you leave?
Well, you know, I've gone through a lot of shit lately in my life. Santos told me I was going to be wealthy in my birth chart. But, you know, that hasn't really happened yet. But you know what? His April 28th show gave me all the wealth I need, because to know that I am the Holy Land, I mean, how much more precious... What can that be worth? Can you put a measure of wealth on that? You can't, because that's the golden treasure. That's the treasure box. Our bodies are the treasure box filled with the treasures from heaven. And we, you know, in that way, it, you know, we won't let it rust or be corrupted here on earth. We just need to let our heavenly body be heavenly on this earth, you know. And one other thing, if anybody wants a T-shirt, I got a T-shirt. It's called Occupy Heaven Within You, All Around You. This is truth. Yeah. Occupy Heaven Within You.
And I've got T-shirts that say, I love to expose scumbeggery. They're available from the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Well, anyway.
You like the I Love New York T-shirts with the heart?
Yeah. Well, I say Santos, my internet was down for about a week or so, you know, but I got it back up about yesterday, so... Good to hear from you again, man, and keep up the good work, man. You're really working hard, man, all you guys. And I just downloaded Transformation. That's Max's movie. I downloaded that today. I'm going to watch that tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, on that point, anybody who has not seen Max's film yet, Transformation, you can get it from thecrowhouse.com, and I highly recommend you do. I mean, I've seen a hell of a lot of documentaries that are conspiracy oriented, and that experience when you first start watching conspiracy documentaries, it was like wow, and it sort of like blows your mind for the first time. It's like having that happen again, and I thought I'd seen everything.
Yeah, I've got to say one more thing. There's one documentary I watched. It's called The Great Mystery. It's about an hour and 20 minutes. It's about water. You know, and, you know, we are the fountain of the water of life inside of our bodies. So if we speak to the water inside of us and turn all those water crystals into beautiful crystals of love, peace, and joy, and transmit that message, because water has memory. So if we transmit that message, we're all connected. The water, the whole, all the water is connected. We're all connected. If we can transmit the those beautiful crystals of water inside of us and spread love, peace, and joy, then it will make a change. It will make a difference.
All the water inside my body is carbonated, which is why I'm so bubbly.
Well, anyway, you know what I mean. You probably watched The Great Mystery. I mean, it's about water. Water is just amazing, you know. I mean, it's just amazing. But anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Santos. I'll talk to you later. Thank you, Benny, and thank you, Max.
Have a good evening there, thank Steve, you. The sign guy in heaven. Catch you later, mate.
From heaven. Well, from heaven. You got it.
I'll put from / in heaven.
That's good, man. That's good, Benny. That's all right with me, man. I'm not upset.
Yeah. All right, man. See you later.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to wrap up the show now. We have a little few minutes to kind of wrap up. So there was a question in from the chat room that I haven't really gone with. Well, some days are really bad and it's like all people are down. Other days it feels like everything in the world is throwing all bad things my way. Like everything goes wrong, but not just that. It's like almost unreal. Total strangers targeting me, just me, in a crowd or some place or venue where you do not expect it. And I do not believe that I am different or worth that much energy from bad forces or whatever, like voodoo or something. So my question is, can Santos predict which days are days to lie low? Do the stars tell him the vulnerable days when people's minds are influenced? Can he give like a weather forecast?
Yeah, you can do that, yeah. What you need to do is isolate the points in your birth chart where there are bad aspects, and then you need to check the daily planetary movements, and when planets are transiting those bad aspects, you know that you're going to have some friction. And that's how the science works. It's all about vibration. There's the planets, of course, we know they influence our bodies and the Earth. Check the moon out, check the sun, photosynthesis. Without the sun, we disappear. And all the planets are doing this. So when their vibrations reach us, they're either in phase or out of phase or in between. And that's all it is. It's pure science. And so you can control that, yes. And just a quick note, my show is not tomorrow, it's the day after. Saturday in the United States, Sunday here in Australia.
Yeah, and that's going to be on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, isn't
yep.
it?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So if you're a regular listener to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, the time that you normally listen to it, you'll be able to listen to Santos as well. So, all right, guys, I think we're at the end of the show. So if you want to plug your websites just quickly, and then we'll wrap it up for the day. Man, this has been a really nice show, and I want to thank all the callers personally. I whenever we get callers or whatever, man, you guys just give me such faith in humanity. I love getting your calls in here. All right, so anyway, Max, go ahead.
My website's thecrowhouse.com, the new film's Transformation. It's all available there. It's all for free. It's all for you. Go check it out.
And Santos?
UniversalTruthSchool.com.
All right. And also, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy this show, you enjoy the work that we do here, please go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and subscribe for $5 a month. We will give you commercial-free archives. So if you're listening every day, it winds up saving you about 10 hours a month for only $5. Plus, you get exclusive, off-air, uninterrupted, commercial-free interviews as well via webcam. So we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen, at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.